Hey guys, TJ, DominateDepression.com. Today I'm going to talk about five myths of depression. Number one, depression is a disease. Depression is not a disease that you're going to have for life. Depression is a condition, a sign that you need change, a state of your mind, a state of your body. There's so many different causes of depression. Just off the top of my head, sleep deprivation, lack of vitamin B, grief, loss of a loved one, lack of minerals such as magnesium, poor diet. There's a million different reasons. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life being depressed, and neither are you. So it's important that you try everything out there to find the root cause of your depression and change it. For 11 years, I had depression. I would believe it was a disease, and it would get in my head so much. I'd just say, nope, I've got a disease. I'm screwed. And that would just funnel that depression more and more and more and more and more. Every time I relapsed, every time I got depressed, I started to believe more and more I had a disease and I was going to have it for life. And that was the worst thing I could ever think, because I'm no longer depressed now. I never feel suicidal anymore. You don't have to have it for life. Myth number two, depressed people have low willpower. This is crazy to me when people say to a depressed person, just shake it off, just think positive, just feel better. It's like, what do you mean, just feel better? You can't just shake depression off. Depression is a state. It has nothing to do with your amount of willpower. This would mess me up so bad, just like believing it is a disease, because when I got depressed, I thought it was my fault. I thought it was my problem, that I was a weak person, and that I had this low willpower, low strength as a human being. This couldn't be further from the truth. Depression is a state of mind. It does not mean you have low willpower. I like to describe depression to somebody that doesn't really understand that it would be like if I gave you 10 shots of vodka or however much it takes you to get drunk, and you got blasted, and right in the middle of that, I told you, oh, just shake it off. Just feel sober. You can't. You're in that state of mind. That's where you're at. If you have a lack of vitamin B12 in your brain and you feel like crap and you can't get up, that is not a lack of willpower. Depression robs you of all your energy. It's hard to have any willpower at all when you're in that state of mind. If you have depression, stop being so hard on yourself. It is okay. It is not your fault. If you have depression, it's important that you realize you don't have some moral flaw or willpower weakness. Depression takes a hold of you and makes you feel horrible. And when you feel horrible, it's very bad to think you feel horrible, because you are horrible, because you're a weak person. You are not a bad person, because when you hang out with your kids or your family and friends, you're not having fun. It just means you have depression, and once you get the right treatments, you're going to be okay. Number three, all you need is a pill to feel better. You are not born Prozac deficient. Now, I have to be really careful here, because there was one point in my life when I took antidepressant, and I have to admit, it was actually probably a good decision that I did, because for those 5-6 months I was on one, I was in a very bad state of mind, and if I wouldn't have taken one, I might have done something stupid. But again, it was very hard to get off it, and every few months I had to increase my dose, or I'd have to take a whole new pill altogether, adding on to the already pill that I was taking. So taking the medication itself was probably good for me at the time, but it did not solve anything long term. If you give Paxil to someone who sleeps 3 hours every night, eats at McDeath every day, and never exercises, you're not solving anything. If you give Paxil to someone who's deficient in vitamin D, over the next 5 years, they're still going to be deficient in vitamin D, which is going to have long-term negative consequences, because you're not solving the real problem. It's important to realize that antidepressants are just a much bigger decision than what our society makes it out to be. Taking an antidepressant might be vital at some certain stage of your life, but taking an antidepressant should be way more thought out than just, here you go, boom, here you go, here you go. Getting off my antidepressant was crazy enough that now it just seems insane to me how quick we are when someone just says, yeah, I feel depressed. Oh, here you go. Here's a pill. Number four, labeling it as depression will help you. Now, this one is a little more complex because I used to say that I have depression and that it was a part of me. This kind of goes with that depression is a disease. So what would happen is I start to feel bad and I would label that as depression. Now, feeling bad does not mean you have depression. How this would play out is I'd start to feel bad and I'd say, oh, here's the depression coming, here's the depression coming, and it would just spiral until it became depression. And it took me a while to realize that, you know, you feel bad and that's normal. It doesn't always lead to a depressive state. I haven't had a serious relapse of depression in many years, and when I start to feel bad, I take a step back and say, hey, what's going on? Oh, I haven't slept. Or, hey, my blood test shows up I'm low in magnesium and I haven't taken magnesium in like 5 days. Or I haven't been eating healthy, or I haven't been asking for the help I need, that sort of thing, rather than just instantly saying, uh-oh, I'm depressed, nothing I can do about it, I'm screwed. Thinking you have depression can kind of be an easy way to let it overwhelm you, but thinking that, hey, maybe this depression is happening to me right now, or there's a certain state that I'm entering because of a certain situation that is causing me to not feel good, is usually more of an accurate statement once you've gotten to that healthy, once you've gotten to a point where you're reasonably healthy, to just say, look, I'm starting to feel bad, I'm feeling down, starting to maybe even feel like depression, what can I do? Number five, you just need to meditate or pray. Now this is a controversial one because, I mean, a lot of institutions out there will say you just need to pray or you just need to do this or that and it will cure your problem. Now, meditation has helped me immensely and I want to write a lot more about it. I meditate every day, twice a day, 20 minutes each time, no matter what. That's how important it is to me. But before, I kind of had this idea in my head that I just needed to meditate or I just needed to, you know, ask God for help and He would cure everything. Now this caused more problems for me because then if nothing happens, now you're going to have way worse guilt. Now you're going to be like, oh man, not even God can help me. I am so depressed. I am so screwed. Might as well just end it now. Meditation, prayer, or whatever spiritual practice you have is amazing and you should do more of it if it fulfills you and makes you happy. But just don't think that all you need to do is do that, because I thought that for many years and I even was meditating 2 hours a day and it didn't quite solve my depression. I like to view meditation, therapy, all this stuff as awesome, and they're going to take you all the way there to solving your depression, and they're great tools to have. But if you don't have the foundation problem solved, it's not going to do much for you. Again, if you're deficient in vitamin D, if you're deficient in B vitamins, 10 hours of meditation a day, you're still going to be deficient in vitamin D and you're not going to feel good. If you've got thyroid problems, as much as you meditate or pray, you're still going to have a messed up thyroid. Now, just it's important that you combine both your spiritual practice with the solving the real physical causes of your depression. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. These are the five things over the years that I've really thought about deeply and that I've realized were either complete BS or weren't 100% accurate. Hope you guys enjoyed it.